美主，要自由，要记得要自由。那个我们好几次都讲到那个圣灵带领的聚会，那个How to participate in a Holy Spirit led meetings? How to participate? 那个maybe we can look again this page 5, number 5 of the paper we gave out. Nobody can lead a meeting or run a meeting, Christian meeting, like the Holy Spirit himself. Nobody could do a better job. If only we would let go of our own ideas,our own ways of doing things, our traditions, and let God, the Holy Spirit, take over. Then the meeting will get better and better and better and better all the time, all the time. This is the experience that I have had for the last 50 years, and I'm still expecting better things yet. Jesus said that, they that believe in me, meaning the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who is to come, the things that I do, those who believe in me shall do greater things, meaning allowing and trusting the Holy Spirit.To do. Certainly he can do better things and greater things. If only we would just trust him and pray. Prayer. It's all about prayer. It's all the results of prayer. Years of prayer. Prolonged prayer. Faithful prayers. Unfailing prayers.And trusting the Lord. And this is JMI. The result of it all is JMI. Nobody had planned it. Nobody, had even imagined of the kind of ministry that we are having.我有告诉莫兰，就是以前在 Ridgewood 好多年，他们把一些宣教士的照片呢放在那个教堂的后面的墙上。那个 Eddie 的爸爸还在世的时候，我也看到我跟师母的照片呢被贴在他们 Ridgewood 的教会的墙上。For years, they prayed for us. 可能我们都不知道。OK, 我们在这里的人I probably have not mentioned it. Rarely have I mentioned, how the Ridgewood Church had prayed for us, personally as well as for our future ministry. They saw something in our life, way ahead. It was the founding pastor, Hans Vogel, who first saw something in us, and then he came back to Ridgewood, and somehow had the church start praying for us. It's very interesting. The Bible tells us that, the spiritual people or spiritual person can see all things, but none can see him or understand him or her. And Hans Vogel is one of the rare spiritual, I would call him a giant, that one would get to meet perhaps in a lifetime or in a century's time, as one of his students, Walter Fetting, had mentioned, had said once, 他有一个学生, 就是, Virginia, 那个, Bowling Green, 那个教会的, 我们叫他费牧师, 他说, 吴老牧师这样的人呢, 也许一个世纪里面呢, 才碰到一个, 一个世纪里面, 碰到一个, 我们, 有时候, 我们对遇到的人, 可能我没有那么很深的感觉, 一个神所高抹的, 像吴老牧师这样一个人, 他一生为了主的缘故, 他没有结婚, 听说他被淹, 就是他要完全的这样爱耶稣到底, 我也没有遇到一个, 一个神的仆人, 就是在晚年的时候, 他是这样的哈, 和耶稣谈恋爱, 真的是他一直跟耶稣谈恋爱, I've never seen a minister, an elderly minister, when I met Hans Wurmbrugger, he was in his 70s. I've never seen one in my life except him who was so in love with Jesus. I mean, in love with Jesus, in his advanced age, constantly in love with Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost. I called him a Holy Ghost minister, and his ministry, a Holy Ghost ministry, and the meetings that he led, they were Holy Ghost meetings. And his preaching was Holy Ghost preaching. They call him, his preaching, inspirational preaching. Time age. And I can never forget when I was his interpreter in Taiwan. He had special meetings for 2 weeks. And every evening before he start a meeting, the first thing when he get up to ask the people was, are you still in love with Jesus tonight? Every night, yeah. It just showed that he was in love with Jesus. And it was that first love that Jesus told John to write about to the Ephesian church and to all the churches. 我们真的是跟耶稣就是要一直的谈恋爱，你只有跟耶稣谈恋爱呢，然后你来听道啊，你来读圣经啊，或者来做主的工啊，你才是一种享受，你才会快乐，要不然。你做到后来，你就是一个责任，慢慢就变成一个重担。And so when you are in love with Jesus, you enjoy reading the Bible, coming to the meetings and serving Him and doing even little things because you're in love with Him. Hallelujah. And it's all about being in love with Jesus. That's a Christian life. It's all about it. That's why Jesus, just because of this one thing, this first love that the Ephesian church lost, he rebuked them. He commended them for many other good things they had. But this one thing was missing, and he rebuked them, and he called them to repent. And unless you love Jesus, and unless you taste the love of Jesus, it's boring. It's boring to be in a meeting. It's boring just serving the Lord. And, kids can be in love with Jesus too. Kids understand when their parents love them or don't love them. But, kids also need to know and to understand that Jesus loves you even more than your parents loved you. He died for you on the cross because he loved you so much. You don't take it for granted when, you know, you come into the presence of Jesus.
我还是要鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，就是要在聚会中要自由，要自由。
excuse me. On page 5, I want to call your attention to the third paragraph. I think we talked about the once before. 我们再来看啊。或者第二段 maybe the second paragraph, we should read it again, because we need to be warmed again. The second paragraph says, there is the danger of becoming formal. There is the danger of becoming formal. 1, 2, 3, sounds, and then testimony, prayer, etc. Then the preaching, and then the meeting's closed. There is always the danger there. Now, there is the danger of our being formal in a meeting. We should be as free in a meeting as being outside of a meeting. Okay? And be free in the Lord, be free in the Holy Spirit. It says, how much more wonderful when Jesus can bring us to himself and minister his own life to us. Perhaps we hardly think of Jesus himself coming to minister to us, to speaking to our hearts, to encouraging us and filling us with his love. But how much more wonderful if Jesus were come to minister to us by himself. And he's here.
我们刚才一开始啊，会节就祷告，主，我们感谢你，你就在我们中间呢、啊。哎呀，那个简单的信心多么活泼，多么需要这样。我们要一直被提醒，忘记自己，忘记别的事情。只想到耶稣在这里，哈利路亚！那我们要跟耶稣谈恋爱呀、啊，只有这条路，没有别的路。你就是要单单的要想到他。
It isn't sufficient for one minister to do it at all.
不要单单靠一个牧师或者一个讲道，主给我们每一个人都有。哦、我特别哈、要提醒啊，你们。来聚会，平常来聚会而不说话的人，我说这样的基督徒哈是哑巴，哑巴基督徒。来到这里要活泼，也起码你可以祷告。主啊，我感谢你，你在这。主啊，我感谢你，你爱我，你救了我。主啊，我感谢你，好多事，好多小事情，我们都可以感谢主的。There's so many things that we can thank the Lord for. 所以呢，他说，It isn't sufficient for one minister to do it all. Everybody ought to take part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Everybody, that includes young and old, young and old.Everybody. There are many ways in which we can function. We can participate. There are many ways. We can pray. Of course, everybody can pray, right? Kids can pray too. And I hear quite often that over at IHOP in Kansas City, they encourage kids in the six years old, or 5, 6, or 7 years old, to pray and to minister to people and to lay hands on people. So I would encourage, you know, kids, I would encourage children, dear children in our midst, you know, to pray, to participate in the meeting. Okay. This is a meeting for not just for the adults, for all children. Because in the kingdom of God, in the family of God, we are all children. Everybody can participate. We can pray and bless the meeting. If everyone pray and bless the meeting, you can be sure that the meeting will be blessed. Every meeting will be blessed. We can lift our hands in worship. That's something we can all do, right? Hallelujah. 是不是? 我们大人都会做。 Can we all do this? Hallelujah. I know Tim is smiling. I know he's ready to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you. And then the main thing is that we all function in the Holy Spirit. Besides raising our hands in worship and praise the Lord with a loud voice or testify. He says the main thing is that we all function in the Holy Spirit, that we are all willing to be used of God as he indicates. I'm sure that we are all willing to be used of God to bless others and to be a blessing. Hallelujah. If you come to a meeting with the idea, I'm not going to do anything. Others can do so much better than I. You rob yourself and the meeting of the blessing God desires to give, to impart. Wow. Be careful. Be careful. And be ready to participate. Lest we should rob ourselves and the meeting of the blessings of God wants to impart to us. Hallelujah. 好，我留下一点时间，我觉得不要讲太多，让你们来 participate. Okay, I feel that I should stop now, so that you all can participate. You all can have an opportunity. 赞美主，让圣灵来使用你，成为大家的祝福。Oh, hallelujah.